True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
We continue here live at the Loghouse Restaurant on New Hartford Road in Barkhamsted as part of Darting Across Connecticut. Had a wonderful morning. It's beautiful outside. If you want to take a beautiful drive, there's no nicer drive maybe in the state. There's some up there in like New Preston and right around Litchfield that are really pretty too. But I come from Windsor this morning, and I've done this drive before, you know, past the dam, and it's just really pretty up here. Your cell service is spotty, but you should come in here. Great people. I might have my breakfast show up at any moment. One of my favorite things to do with this entire endeavor that Joey and I and the crew are all on is going to each town and learning about the history of the town. And I'm always amazed at the people who dedicate their recreational lives to preserving and promoting the history of these great places. And there's always seems to be always a town historian or an historical society. Paul Hart serves in that role for Barkhamsted, and he joins us now here sitting at the table. If my food comes over, I hope that you don't are offended.
Not a problem.
Okay. You can feel free to order up anything you want. But first of all, what's this pig roast people keep telling me about this morning? What's going on?
It's an annual event. It started out as a fundraiser, but we don't really make that much money from it. But it's a way we can draw people down to the Squire's Tavern, which is the headquarters of the Barkhamsted Historical Society, in People's Forest. And people enjoy it. We have a live band playing. The food is good. So even if we don't make that much money or hardly any money.
When is it?
It's tomorrow.
It's going to be great weather,
Saturday
too.
Saturday from 5 to 7, and tickets are $25.
And so, and obviously, who's doing the, because you got to put the pig on the spit at like 8 a.m., right? I mean, you got to do it early.
Do a full pig roast. It became too expensive, and we just couldn't. The ticket prices were too high. We had to go to pulled pork.
Okay, we'll take
Technically,
it.
Technically, it's a pig so, barbecue, yeah, we call it now.
That's so great. Yep, there's my food. Thank you. And I'll get to that in a minute. You know, I was pretty fascinated reading about the town that, you know, when it comes to, like, incorporating towns, you know, this Wethersfield, Windsor thing, it was 1633. But this place didn't get incorporated until, like, the late
1700s. 1779. It was this town, Barkhamsted, and neighboring town of Colebrook were the last two towns to be incorporated. It was done on the same day in October 1779. And they were the last two towns to be incorporated, not counting towns that were hived off from existing towns.
So what happened out here? I read that, you know, early in the colonial days, the crown, I guess, was worried about losing these lands, so they sort of they were annexed by Windsor and Hartford.
Right. There was politics going on in England. There was a new king. They wanted to create the Dominion of New England, so they sent over a new governor for the Dominion of New England. And the Connecticut government was concerned about unassigned lands.
Who's going to take it? Massachusetts or the Native Americans or
the
French?
The new governor that was coming from England would probably make the decisions on who got that land.
Right.
So they wanted to assign it to someone. So basically northern Litchfield County was half to Windsor, the town of Windsor, and half to the town of Hartford. And then after a couple of years, that whole thing blew over. And in the 1720s, people started settling around here, so they had to figure out who really owned this land.
Right.
So the Connecticut government told Windsor and Hartford that, hey, we weren't serious about that. We're taking the land back. Windsor and Hartford, of course, objected to that, so there was a compromise. They gave half of the land, a portion to Windsor and a portion to Hartford, and the rest went back to the colony.
Yeah, and the people who lived here got a nice little, I mean, if you pay taxes here, you could get a crack at some of that land, and that was a nice
right.
gig.
This is a Windsor town, so if you were a Windsor taxpayer, and I think it was 1720, there were 108 Windsor taxpayers that were assigned to Barkhamsted, so you got land in Barkhamsted based on how much tax you paid.
I just love reading about this stuff. We're talking with Paul Hart, the town historian here in Barkhamsted. But, you know, before they incorporated in 1779, obviously we just talked about, there were people here. Who came here and why did they come here?
Well, this was one of the last towns to be settled because the farmland was poor here. Mountainous, rocky. We weren't on a major river or the seacoast, and so we were kind of bypassed. So before the Revolutionary War, there were very few people here.
Hmm.
After the Revolutionary War, a lot of land in the rest of Connecticut was already taken, so people were starting to pour into Barkhamsted.
Now, it's the Saville Dam?
Saville
Dam. And it's beautiful. I mean, but that's not an old... That must have been done like... I don't know, the WPA type time, right? I mean,
right. It was done during the Depression. The dam was built in the 1930s. They started buying up all the land in the late 20s.
The federal government.
No, the MDC was created. The Metropolitan District Commission is the water company mm-hmm. servicing the greater Hartford area. And they needed more water. And they started buying land in Barkhamsted and Heartland in the 1920s.
So, tell the story about, like, why did they decide here, why dam it here, and, you know, just give us a little bit of the history.
Well, they had already built the Neepog Reservoir.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Which is a tributary of the Farmington River. But it wasn't enough water. And in conjunction with the Neepog Reservoir, they built a small reservoir in New Hartford and that came into Barkhamsted to help adjust the flow of the river to take into account the water taken out in the Neepog Reservoir. Mm. So they already had this small reservoir, which is now Lake McDonough. So they were in this area already. That was 1918 that they built that. So they knew pretty much that they needed more water, and they were going to build further up from Lake McDonough. Mm. And that's where they built the Saville Dam and the Barkhamsted Reservoir. and that was finished about 1940.
We're talking with Paul Hart, the town historian here on Bryan & Companies. We're darting across Connecticut and Bark Hempstead. What sort of cool anecdotes or mythology about this area or people? Like, what? Give us a little nugget.
Well, the Seville Dam is a beautiful area, and the gatehouse that controls the flow at the Seville Dam was designed from a 1300s church in England. Was the inspiration. We have drawings of that church, so it's not an exact replica of it, but it's pretty close. So I think it's pretty cool that gatehouse, yeah, on Seville Dam, it's an icon of the town now.
Well, it attracts tourists.
Oh, yeah, well, because that's such a beautiful spot. Walking across that Seville Dam, there's the lower reservoir downstream and the big Bark Hempstead reservoir upstream, and it's just a beautiful spot.
I just wish the wall was positioned in a way that you could drive by and see more.
Yes.
Like when you're driving, I'm not in a big SUV or a truck up high.
Right.
You can't. I want to see more of it, you know, and you can't because the wall.
You have to park your car, get out, walk across that dam. It's beautiful. The Historical Society put an interpretive history sign on the east side of the dam, and it'll give you some photos and some information on the area before the dam was built.
Listen, we got to go. Paul Hart from the town historian. If people want to go to the pig roast, where can they get info?
Well, it starts at 5 o'clock. We may have tickets available.
Where is it?
It's at Squire's Tavern, 100 East River Road in Bark Hempstead.
Awesome.
Can't guarantee you there will be tickets at the door, but
I'm sure you'll find a way to take someone's money and feed them some pulled pork. Paul, thanks for coming in. We appreciate it.
You're welcome.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by Street Easy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.